You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
I'm free. Not free to do my own thing, but free to do Christ's thing, to serve Him. I mean, He is Lord.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by one of our guest speakers. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Since God is our liberator through Christ Jesus, we naturally say to Him in prayer, Lord God, Heavenly Father, You are a great God and should be praised mightily by us. We thank and praise You especially for setting us free from all that binds us and holds us down. We praise You for the good news of forgiveness from Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that His redeeming work on the cross will take root in the hearts of all who hear this message of forgiveness and reconciliation from You through Him. It is because of Him that we can and do ask this. Amen. So you've got some problems, have you? You feel as though life isn't worth living? You feel as though you can't be yourself? You're controlled and dominated by others? You've got no freedom at all? You feel chained, tied down. You can't really put it into words, but it just about gets the better of you on occasions, doesn't it? You feel a bit like the mother of 10 children quite a few years ago who said, I feel like a slave. If only I could get away from it all for a while. You're not alone in that feeling, you know. Whole nations have felt that way. Racial groups have felt that way. Both have fought for freedom and independence. We've seen a lot of that in the past few decades, haven't we? Women sometimes feel that way. And this has obviously given rise to the women's liberation movement. We want to be free, is their cry. Free from male chauvinism and domination. Young people sometimes feel this way too. They cry out for freedom from parental control and responsibility, as well as from adult control and supervision in general. Married people sometimes feel this way, as they wish that they could be independent of each other and free from any sense of responsibility to their mate. So you see, you're not alone in this feeling of being shackled and chained and deprived of freedom. It's the common lot of mankind in some form or another. In fact, St. Paul says in his letter to the Galatians in the Bible that just that is the fate of anyone and everyone without Christ. Talking to followers of Jesus Christ, he says, freedom is what you have. Christ has set us free. You haven't been able to do this by yourself, he tells them. You haven't been able to set yourself free. All your efforts, all your frustrations about it, all your ritual, all your observations of the law, all your good works, all of it has been in vain so far as obtaining real freedom is concerned. In fact, if anything, all of these efforts of yours will have got you further and further into slavery. Because you see, the more you try to save yourself by your own efforts or by the law, the more you come to realize how difficult the task is. until you come to the conclusion that it's absolutely impossible. The law finally shows you for what you are and for what you aren't in the sight of God. The law kills. It doesn't give life and freedom at all. It kills. Those of you who try to be put right with God by obeying the law, Paul tells them, have cut yourselves off from Christ. You're outside God's grace. St. Paul holds up before us two great alternatives, the two great exclusives, actually. If you try to get rid of your problems and guilt by yourself, you're really saying, I'm capable of standing on my own feet. I'm able to do it myself. I don't need you, God. I don't need you, Christ. I can get by on my own. I don't need you, Christ. When we are in union with Christ Jesus, Paul says, neither circumcision nor the lack of it makes any difference at all. What matters is faith that works through love. So it doesn't matter, Paul is saying to the Galatians who wanted to keep certain observances of the Jewish law, it doesn't matter whether you're circumcised or not. It doesn't matter what sort of observances you keep or don't keep. As long as you don't put your trust in these for salvation and say that they are necessary for setting you free from spiritual bondage, the moment you say they're necessary, you've made yourself a slave to them. But what is necessary, Paul says, is faith in Jesus Christ. That's what the suffering and death on that cross of his 2,000 years ago was all about. He was there, making atonement or payment for your sin and guilt. And it is sin and guilt that has taken away your freedom. Now you know as well as I do that if you've broken the law and been sentenced to imprisonment or fine because of it, and someone comes along and pays that fine or penalty for you, you know as well as I do that you can go scot-free. The crime can no longer be held against you. You've been set free. That's what Christ's life, death, and resurrection was all about, you know. In that death of his, Christ paid the penalty of your sin and guilt. And the result? You're free. Christ has set you free from slavery to sin, from Satan, self, and death. Christ has even set you free from your slavery to your own selfish desires. You're free. Christ has set you free. This is a great message if ever any message was great. This is great good news if ever any news was good. Christ has set you free. Paul sums it all up by saying, stand then as free men and do not allow yourselves to become slaves again. I'm free, you say, and I say it too. I'm free. But do you know what so often happens? So often in the world round about us, this cry and desire for freedom is turned into license and abuse. And if we are honest with ourselves, it sometimes happens in our own life too, doesn't it? You know how it is. The line of argument goes something like this. I want to be free, to use violence if need be and to demonstrate illegally against something that rubs me up the wrong way. I want to be free from respecting the role of my parents and others. I want to be free to divorce my wife and make up my own mind in things like this. I want to be free to decide for myself whether I'll worship or not. After all, I'm free, aren't I? I can please myself. I want to be free to do what I want to do. I've got the liberty. But freedom is not license. Here is how I must use my freedom. I must use my freedom in love. Just exactly that is what Martin Luther said when he came back from the Wartburg Castle. Only a few years after the work of the Reformation began in 1517, Luther was taken to the Wartburg by friends for safety. There he remained for almost a year. During that time, other leaders back in Wittenberg thought that Luther's Reformation hadn't gone far enough. Groups of them went around to churches, overthrowing crucifixes and other statues and smashing down anything that wasn't in line with their own drastic views of the extremes to which they felt that the Reformation should go. In his first sermon, after his return, Luther reprimanded them very strongly. This is not freedom, he in effect told them. This isn't freedom at all. This is license. You have liberty in these things, oh yes, but you can't use your liberty for purposes of destruction. Here is how I must use my freedom, he told them. I must use my freedom in love. I must use my freedom to serve my neighbor. In saying that, Luther was re-echoing the words of Paul to the Galatians, as for you, my brothers, you were called to be free. But do not let this freedom become an excuse for letting your physical desires rule you. Instead, let love make you serve one another. And again, Paul says, love your neighbor as yourself. You see, freedom is never freedom to do my own thing. Let me illustrate that. Suppose we became subject to another country. You know, a foreign power. They conquer us and overrun the country. And I'll guarantee that each one of us would say, if not openly, at least we would say it within ourselves, I'll guarantee each one of us would say, I want to be free. I hate this slavery. I hate this domination. I hate this yoke of a foreign power. If only we could get rid of them. If only we could be free. Then freedom is obtained. The foreign power is driven out. We are now free. We are no longer under the control of another country. We're free. But I'm not free to do as I want. I'm free from the domination of another country to serve my own country and to obey the laws of my own government. I'm not free to do my own thing, which could include looting, pillaging, ravaging, raping, stealing, ganging up and the like. Or it could just be plain refusing to cooperate. And that's not freedom at all. That would be chaos. That would be slavery of another kind. That would be license. So you see, freedom is not freedom to license. It's not freedom to do my own thing. I'm now free to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And being free to serve Christ, I'll follow the law of love. The law of love is summed up in the two great commandments. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. Genuine freedom will always have certain limitations. And this is something that we just have to understand. Genuine freedom will always have certain limitations. Christ has set us free. I'm free, you're free. But I'm free not to do my own thing, but to do Christ's thing, to serve Christ. I mean, he is Lord. In Christ, I'm free. Not free to sin, but free not to sin. Freedom in Christ is to be what God wants you to be, not what you want to be. If you want to be what you want to be, then you've simply made yourself a slave to yourself and to your own selfish desires, and you've lost all your freedom. There's this staggering fact too. When you're free in Christ, you don't want to do your own thing. You now want to do Christ's thing. That's the greatest freedom there ever can be. Freedom in Christ. What's that you say? This belonging to Christ is just another form of slavery. Well, I suppose you can call it that if you want to. Actually, I prefer the other biblical titles of sons of God, children of God, followers and disciples of Christ, the redeemed of the Lord. But when all said and done, everyone in this world of ours is subject to someone or to something. Either you're subject to yourself, or to the things of this world, or to Satan, or you're subject to God in Jesus Christ. Martin Luther has summed all this up rather beautifully when he said, a Christian is a free lord of all and subject to no one. A Christian is a ministering servant of all and subject to everyone. It sounds like a contradiction at first, doesn't it? But it's no contradiction at all. You're free. Christ has set you free. I'm free, totally, completely, and absolutely free. Free from everything that was ever against you or held you down. Free from the power, shackles, and control of sin, self, and Satan, not to mention death. You're absolutely free. Now, you say to yourself, how will I use my freedom? Here is how I will use my freedom. Freely, voluntarily, willingly, gladly, I will become the complete servant and the complete slave and the complete disciple of the Lord Jesus, who redeemed me and set me free and made me his own now and forever. Since that is the case, I want to say to you, with all the conviction that the Lord God's given to me, accept this gift of freedom from Christ. Accept it as he forgives you and makes you his own. And now use this freedom that you have for service to this same Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.